This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When it comes to death, my brothers and sisters, one of the biggest things that we should ask ourselves about it, how I'm going to die? While I'm doing something good? While I'm doing something bad? What I will say upon my death? Bilal ibn Abi Rabah was heard saying, one of the last words that he said before his death, when he was about to die, he said, قال غدا نلقى الأحبة محمدا وصحبه. His wife was seeing him dying. She said, وا مصيبتا, what a terrible day. Then he said, no, قولي وا فرحتا, what a good day. He said, this is the day where Bilal will be able to see Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and the companions. يعني some of them, like Amr ibn Abd Qais, upon his death, they saw him crying. They said, why are you crying? Are you crying because you're going to miss the dunya? He said, no, because I'm going to miss Qiyamul Layl, because I'm going to miss fasting in the days of the summers, the long days, the hot days in the summer, like the upcoming days, inshallah. So he said, these are the days I'm going to miss. When I die, I cannot fast, I cannot pray in the night. I'm going to miss these. This is what I'm going to miss the most. I'm going to miss my brothers, the people I used to sit with and to remember the Quran and recite the Quran and study the Quran with. And he will start reciting the Quran until he died, rahimahullah ta'ala. Exactly, Abdul Rahman ibn al-Aswad said the same thing and died while he reading the Quran. His name, Abu Zur'ah al-Razi. Abu Zur'ah al-Razi. Upon his death, the students wanted to tell him, say, La ilaha illallah. So they felt shy to say it. So one of them said, قَالَ حَدَّثَنَا مُحَمَّدُ بْنِ مُسْلِمٍ قَالَ حَدَّثَنَا الضَّحَاكُ بْنِ مَخْلَدٍ. They said, in the authority of Muhammad ibn Muslim, in the authority of Al-Dhahak ibn Makhlad, in the authority of Abdul Hamid ibn Ja'far, in the authority of Salih, then the other student said, no, it's in the authority of Ibn Abi Hatim. Ibn authority of Abi Hatim. قال Abu Hatim. قال حدثنا بندار. قال حدثنا Abu Asim. In the authority of Bundar. In the authority of Abu Asim. In the authority of Abdul Hamid ibn Ja'far. In the authority of Salih. Salih? Then Abu Zur'ah, upon his death, then Abu Zur'ah said, rahimahullah, it's not like this. حدثنا بندار, in the authority of بندار, in the authority of Abu Asim, حدثنا Abu Asim, in the authority of Abdul Hamid ibn Ja'far, the narrator of the narration, in the authority of Abdul Hamid ibn Ja'far, in the authority of Ibn Salih, in the authority of Abi Kurayb, in the authority of Kuthayr ibn Murrat al-Hadrami. In the قال حدثنا أبو عاصم قال حدثنا عبد الحميد بن جعفر قال حدثنا صالح قال حدثنا أبو كريب عن كثير بن مرة عن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه أرضاه. That معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه أرضاه said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever his last words in this dunya were لا إله إلا الله, then Abu Zarah died. He died. He didn't even finish the hadith. So literally, what's the end of the hadith? Enter Jannah. So he made enter Jannah in practical way, inshallah. Yeah, and his last word exactly were, La ilaha illallah. It is interesting when you see, يعني, how those people die in Louisiana. Not far away from here. Passing by Louisiana, and I saw this masjid. Okay, it's called Masjid Abdul Raqib. What's this Masjid Abdul Raqib? It's an African-American brother. Very active brother. MashaAllah. Very active in his community. He's Muslim for a long time. 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, in Ramadan, he prayed Dhuhr. After Salat al-Dhuhr, he went back and he was like taking a nap. A madman. Majnun. Some Majnun. Walk into the masjid. And he came to Abdul Raqib. He said, brother, Abdul Raqib. He said, what? He knows him. He gave him food. He took care of him sometimes. He said, did you say your shahada today? And he said, yes. I did. He prayed Dhuhr. He's fasting. And he said, you did it. He said it. Say it. You want to go sleep, but the person insists, say it. Then he said, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله. Then the guy pulled the gun and he shot him 6 bullets. In the masjid. While he's saying his jihad. In the masjid. In the middle of the masjid. Allahu Akbar. That's what he called حسن الخاتمة. That's what he called a person ended his life while he or she doing something good. How you will end your life? What's the last thing you will be doing when the angel of death come to take your soul? Watching TV? Chatting on the email? Looking at what is haram? Doing what is haram? What's the last thing will come out of your mouth? What's the last thing it will be in your record before you end your life? This is a big issue. This is an issue really deserved from everybody to be very careful about it. Shaykh ibn al-Jawzi, Abdul Awwal, when he's about to die, he said he was heard reciting the verse. Yani, when they left in his bed, they heard him reciting, قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ بما غفر لي ربي وجعلني من المكرمين. I wish my people can know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have forgiven my sins and I am among the mukrameen. It's been narrated that from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam مما أثر عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قوله اللهم يا ولي الإسلام اللهم يا ولي الإسلام وأهله مسكني بالإسلام حتى ألقاك عليه. O Allah, the Lord of Muslims, O Allah, the protector of Islam, I ask you to make me hold fast into the religion until I meet you while I'm upon that. And also the other hadith which is very famous, يا مقلب القلوب والأبصار ثبت قلبي على دينك. Oh, the one who control the heart, keep my heart on the straight path. It is an issue because the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warned us that there is some people, they will act in this dunya, all the action which is appear to you as if it is something will take into paradise. حتى ما يكون بينه وبينها إلا ذراع. He will be so close to paradise to that said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said he will be only far away from Jannah as far as the length of arm, the arm length. The length, يعني the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said an arm length between him and the Jannah. Then أعوذ بالله, he or she switch. Then he start doing what is wrong and will enter hellfire. And vice versa. There is other people who do what it looks bad, but in the end of their life they switch and they stop doing what is right and they go to Jannah. And if this is something that should be a concern, that it's always live in your heart, that is always live in your heart, that how I'm going to end my life, how I'm going to be ending my life. Abu Darda, رحمه الله تعالى, he upon his death, he was also mentioning something along the side of wishing that he to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He looking forward to that. And he died. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended his life in a good way, because this is his something that he concerned about his life. He concerned about his whole entire life. What caused husn al-khatim? What thing would help you to end your life while doing good? Listiqamah. Steadfast. You're straight. Straight being mustaqeem, it doesn't mean you don't make sense. But ya akhi, ya akhti, it means that you are a person always repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Istiqamah is something you develop yourself. This is what it is. Shafi'i rahimahullah used to say, I combined the Sufis and I did not benefit from them anything but two things. I learned from Sufi two things, beneficial things in my whole entire life. What are they? One of them is beautiful advice that he learned from them, and he advising us with it. قَالْ نَفْسُكَ إِلْ لَمْ تَشْغَلْهَا بِالْحَقِّ شَغَلَتْكَ بِالْبَاطِلِ. If you don't occupy yourself by doing what is good, you will be occupied by doing what is not beneficial. And this is the deal. That's why when somebody said, Ya Shaykh, I want to take a break. Habibi, there is no break. Humans, they don't stay in one level. One of the beautiful words I still remember, Sheikh Muhammad al-Sharif used to say, he used to say that humans are like going up or down. They don't stay sit in one level. It's either going up or either going down. So that's the way it is. That's why when you see yourself going towards doing what is good, you are excited about it, make sure that you take advantage of this. Make sure that you rush to do as much as you can. Two, always have good expectation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Truthfulness, as-sidq ma'a Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every time that you commit a sin. Remembering death and visiting cemeteries. Avoiding the reasons which is lead to su' al-khatima. Some sign of husn al-khatima. Some of the sign of good ending. That the person will say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah upon death. Dr. Abdul Mahsan al-Ahmad, he's a doctor, he worked in the emergency room. He said, over 27 people I witnessed, and he lives in a Muslim country. I asked them, or a number around that number, I told them, say, La ilaha illallah. I told them, they heard me. He said, maybe 2-3 people were able to say it. And the rest, nobody. He couldn't answer. Because it is now totally different story. So saying the Shahada upon death, sweating on the forehead when passing away, dying as a martyr, as a shaheed, and also dying with one of the actions that the Prophet ﷺ named it as a Shahada. The martyr is shaheed, that's one category. But another also thing, if you die while you are doing it, you will be also named as shaheed. Tusamma shaheed. Such as somebody die by fire, will burn to death. A'udhu billah. Collapse from a very high building. Or in modern days, collapse like a crash of an airplane, or fall off a bridge, or things like that. By accident. Also, the the death by tyrant leader, abdominal also ailment, abdominal disease like cancers and things like that. That's a form of shahada. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من مات ببطنه فهو شهيد من مات ببطنه فهو شهيد. Passing on the night or the day of Friday. Death while delivering a child. There are so many things in the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ came, showing that this is considered a form of shahada. To die also in Medina, to die while you are doing good deeds, dying while you are making sujood, dying while you are performing salat, while you are fasting, dying in a good time, like in Ramadan, 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, the month of Al-Muharram, things like that. In the other hand, one of the most important thing to be careful of is to end your life while doing something evil or bad. And these are the causes, so be aware of it. One, corrupt belief and practice innovations. إِنَّ أَهْلَ الْبِدَعِ عُمُومًا I think really there is still some of these sins that he feels that he's so attached to it that he doesn't even think that he can give it up. And this is something very dangerous in you. Very dangerous in you. If you have it, make sure you take it out quickly out of your heart. Make sure that the sins will never settle in your heart. Maybe they go around in your head, you think about it, you do it months, twice, and you repent from it. But don't let it ever settle in your heart. Because if it does, that's one of the reasons for people to end their life while they are doing other than the good deeds. That's why some of them upon his death, they told him, say La ilaha illallah, then he starts singing. Because he's so into singing. He loves music, she loves music so much. He loves, this is his best thing. Sheikh Muhammad Hassan, you know him probably, he told me once about one of his neighbor, or one of the neighbor that he knows about them, or somebody and his neighbor, I forget now, he said he was dying. And the neighbor went upstairs telling them because he can hear with the louder voice, with the louder voice, the song of one of the singers, female singers in Egypt, very famous. So the neighbor went and said, Ittaqullah, your father is about to die and your husband is about to die and you have this song? This is a CD of Quran, play it. Said Hamar, or a tape, I don't think they have CDs in that time. They take the tape of the songs and they put the tape of the Quran. He said, I heard the man from his bed cursing with a very foul language. And he said, shut this down and put back the song. The Quran. He said, I said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So I walked back to my room and I didn't reach the next stairs until I heard, I heard with my own ear, his family started screaming with me because he passed away. This is his last words. The lafaz in so many people upon their death, as Ibn al-Qayyim, the Haqq al-Shbili mentioned, story people, they said, say la ilaha illallah. He would say, I have so much money left, like this and that. People like today, you know what, there's stocks, there's this, that's what they talk about. Because money is really, this is the thing that they are so attached to it from this dunya. Also, unlawful love and attachment to images. Attachment to images. Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, in his book, Al-Dawa al-Dawa, and Tawbat al-Muhibbin, mentioned, tens of examples of people, and also Imam al-Qurtubi, rahimahullah, and Abdul Haqq al-Shbiri and others, mentioned so many examples of people upon their death, the only thing they remember the name of their boyfriends or girlfriends. That's all what they remembered, that they mentioned them. To the extent one of them even said that your name, the name of that person that he used to love, is more beloved to him now to hear his name, more than even hear the name of or the mercy of the Most Merciful. قَالَ وَذِكْرُ إِسْمُكَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ أَوْ شِفَاءً لِلْعَلِيلِ مَدْرِ إِيشْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ إِسْمِي رب الجليل أو في غاية السوء من هذا النوع. So also that the person delay the tawbah, and it will just surprise them. There's a lot of signs about the to end your life of that, doing something wrong, doing evil things. There is people die while they are making sujood to other than Allah. There are people die while they are drunk. They are so drunk and they die. People die while they are fornicating. Die while they are about to do something wrong. People die while they are doing an act of terrorism, killing innocent people. There is people die while they are saying bad things about others. So you will see clearly that this is one of the su'ul khatima, that you die while you are doing something bad or promoting evil or innovations. Some of these signs appear after death, after the person will be buried in his or in her grave. When they left in his bed, they heard him reciting, قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ. I wish my people can know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven my sins, and I am among the mukrameen. It's been narrated that from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mimma uthira 'an an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam qawluhu, Allahumma ya waliy al-islam, Allahumma ya waliy al-islam wa ahlihi, masikni bil islam hatta alqaka 'alayhi. O Allah, the Lord of Muslims, O Allah, the protector of Islam, I ask you to make me hold fast into the religion until I meet you, while I'm upon that. And also the other hadith, which is very famous, يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ وَالْأَبْصَارِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَى دِينِكِ. O the one who controls the heart, keep my heart on the straight path. It is an issue, because the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warned us that there is some people, they will act in this dunya, all the action which is appear to you as if it is something will take him to paradise. حَتَّى مَا يَكُمْ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهَا إِلَّا ذِرَاعٍ. He will be so close to paradise to the extent the Prophet ﷺ said, he will be only far away from Jannah as far as the length of arm. The arm length. The length, the Prophet ﷺ said, an arm length between him and the Jannah. Then a'udhu billah, he or she switch. Then he start doing what is wrong and will enter hellfire. And vice versa. There is other people who do what it looks bad, but in the end of their life they switch and they stop doing what is right and they go to Jannah. And this is something that should be a concern, that it's always live in your heart, that it's always live in your heart, that how I'm going to end my life, how I'm going to be ending my life. Abu Darda, rahimahullah ta'ala, he, upon his death, he was also mentioning something along the side of wishing that he to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He looking forward to that. And he died, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended his life in a good way, because this is his, something that he concerned about his life. He concerned about his whole entire life. What caused Husn al-Khatim? What thing would help you to end your life while doing good? Listiqamah. Sit fast. You're straight. Straight, being mustaqeen, it doesn't mean you don't make sense. But ya akhi, ya akhti, it means that you are a person always repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listiqamah isn't something you develop yourself. This is what it is. الشافعي رحمه الله يستصعب. I combined the Sufis and I did not benefit from them anything but two things. I learned from Sufi two things, individual things in my whole entire life. What are they? One of them is beautiful advice that he learned from them and he advising us with it. قال نفسك إن لم تشغلها بالحق شغلتك بالباطل. If you don't occupy yourself by doing what is good, you will be occupied by doing what is not beneficial. And this is the deal. That's why when somebody said, Ya Shaykh, I want to take a break. Habibi, there is no break. Humans, they don't stay in one level. One of the beautiful words I still remember, Shaykh Muhammad al-Sharif used to say, he used to say that humans are like going up or down. They don't stay set in one level. It's either going up or either going down. So that's the way it is. That's why when you see yourself going towards doing what is good, you are excited about it, make sure that you take advantage of this. Make sure that you rush to do as much as you can. Two, always have good expectation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Truthfulness, as-sidq ma'a Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every time that you commit a sin. Remembering death and visiting cemeteries. Avoiding the reasons which is lead to su' al-khatimah. Some sign of husn al-khatimah. Some of the sign of good ending. That the person will say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah upon death. Dr. Abdul Mihsan al-Ahmad, he's a doctor, he worked in the emergency room. He said, over 27 people I witnessed, and he lives in a Muslim country. I asked them, or a number around that number, I told them, say, La ilaha illallah. I told them, they heard me. He said maybe 2-3 people were able to say it. And the rest, nobody. They couldn't answer it. Because it is now totally different story. So saying the shahada upon death, sweating on the forehead when passing away, dying as a martyr, as a shaheed, and also dying with one of the actions that the Prophet ﷺ named it as a shahada. The martyr is shaheed, that's one category. But another also thing, if you die while you are doing it, you will be also named as shaheed, to send a shaheed. Such as somebody die by fire, will burn to death, a'udhu billah, collapse from a very high building, or in modern days collapse like a crash of an airplane, or fall off a bridge, or things like that, by accident. Also, the death by tyrant leader, abdominal also ailment, abdominal disease like cancers and things like that. That's a form of shahada. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من مات ببطنه فهو شهيد. من مات ببطنه فهو شهيد. Passing on the night or the day of Friday. Death while delivering a child. There are so many things in the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came showing that this is considered a form of shahada. To die also in Medina. To die while you are doing good deeds. Dying while you are making sujood. Dying while you are performing salat, while you are fasting, dying in a good time, like in Ramadan, 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, the month of Al-Muharram, things like that. In the other hand, one of the most important things to be careful of is to end your life while doing something evil or bad. And these are the causes, so be aware of it. One, corrupt belief and practice innovations. إن أهل البدع عموما I think really there is still some of these sins that he feels that he's so attached to it that he doesn't even think that he can give it up. And this is something very dangerous in you. Very dangerous in you. If you have it, make sure you take it out quickly out of your heart. Make sure that the sins were never settled in your heart. Maybe they go around in your head, you think about it, you do it months, twice, and you think from, but don't let it ever settle in your heart. Because if it does, that's one of the reasons for people to end their life while they are doing other than the good deeds. That's why some of them upon his death, they told him, say La ilaha illallah, then he starts singing. Because he's so into singing. He loves music, she loves music so much. He loves, this is his best thing. Sheikh Muhammad Hassan, you know him probably, he told me once about one of his neighbor, or one of the neighbor that he knows about them, or somebody and his neighbor, I forget now, he said he was dying, and the neighbor went upstairs, telling them because he can hear with the louder voice, the song of one of the singers, female singers in Egypt, very famous. So the neighbor went and said, ittaqullah, your father is about to die, and your husband is about to die, and you have this song? This is a CD of Quran, play it. Subhanallah. Or a tape. I don't think they have CDs in that time. They take the tape of the songs, and they put the tape of the Quran. He said, I heard the man from his bed curse him with a very foul language. And he said, shut this down, and put back the song. The Quran. He said, I said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So I walked back to my room, and I didn't reach the next stairs until I heard, I heard with my own ear, his family started screaming with me because he passed away. This is his last words. The love for so many people upon their death, as Ibn al-Qayyim, the Haqq al-Shbili mentioned, story people, they said, say La ilaha illallah. He would say, I have so much money left, like this and that. People like today, you know what, there's stocks, there's this, that's what they talk about. Because money is really, this is the thing that they are so attached to it from this dunya. Also, unlawful love and attachment to images. Attachment to images. Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, in his book, Da'wah al-Dawa, and Tawbat al-Muhibbin, mentioned, tens of examples of people, and also Imam al-Qurtubi, rahimahullah, and Abdul Haq al-Shbiri and others, mentioned so many examples of people upon their death, the only thing they remember the name of their boyfriends or girlfriends. That's all what they remembered, that they mentioned them. To the extent one of them even said that your name, the name of that person that he used to love, is more beloved to him now to hear his name, more than even hear the name of or the mercy of the Most Merciful. قَالَ وَذِكْرُ إِسْمُكَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ أَوْ شِفَاءً لِلْعَلِيلِ مَدْرِ إِيشْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ إِسْمِ الرَّبِّ الْجَلِيلِ أَوْ كَذَا عِبَارَ فِي غَايَةِ السُّوءِ مِنْ هَذَا النَّوْعِ. So, also, that the person delay the tawbah, and it will death surprise him. There's a lot of signs about to end your life of that, doing something wrong, doing evil things. There is people die while they are making sujood to other than Allah. There are people die while they are drunk. They are so drunk and they die. People die while they are fornicating. Die while they are about to do something wrong. People die while they are doing an act of terrorism, killing innocent people. There is people die while they are saying bad things about others. So you would see clearly that this is one of the su'ul khatima, that you die while you are doing something bad or promoting evil or innovations. Some of these signs appear after death, after the person will be buried in his or in her grave.